Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We conclude chapter 3 with verses 31 through 35. His mother and his brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus called everyone his family, no matter who you are, for if you live the will of God, then Jesus is your companion of heart, mind, and soul, the eternal properties of those who call Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. Here, true redemption occurs in each individual soul, where a conscious decision was made to follow God first by your practice, prayer, and proclamation of God's truth. That's Jesus, his family to all, as God is Father to all, where the Spirit unites each and every one to them both. As a Trinity, we profess as the only way to know salvation. Life eternal. I pray the profession of faith to live as his anointed, advising how to live charity by the example I do give. You can hear him in my voice, as much as my actions each day represent to help another find freedom in knowing Jesus as their Lord and Savior. To submit, helping another know God's will, is the only way to realize and believe in your heart why charity we do submit. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We conclude chapter 3 today with verses 31 through 35. Three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Arrived Brothers and Mother." Arrived brothers and mothers his. Inside word sent, outside they were. Him told by seating crowd, who gives? Brothers and mother asking outside, do you concur? Replying, did he, brothers and mother, mine, who? Saying to the circle seaters to agree, brothers and mother, mine, you. God's will done by whoever, brother and sister, mine. Mother also included, moreover, will of God done, divine. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's August 12th, 2022. I'm recording this morning. at 6:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're still talking about Kairos. That's a prison ministry that's non-denominational. It takes the name of Jesus inside to those who are behind the walls of incarceration. We're looking for volunteers, male, for this next weekend that we do. It starts on a Thursday night and it goes through Sunday. We'd love an opportunity to hear from anyone in the world of Central Florida that might be interested in participating in the ministry. It's called Kairos. You can learn more at kairos.org. Again, thanks for joining us today as we close in the name of Jesus, stating, oh, thanks heavens for 7-Eleven and universal utterings each day. Coined by a good friend of mine, John, and his beautiful wife, Marie. God bless you both. Call out to them each day in a perpetual love of friendship. That we don't get the chance to talk each day, we do hear the words of Jesus that makes our morning complete. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. 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 Amen.